Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you and welcome, welcome, welcome to our program once again here at Pioneer Valley Radio. There are all sorts of interesting things going on right now, right under our noses here in Western Mass, and I'd like to take a moment with you to take a look at some of the stuff that's popping right now. We have a collaboration between Holyoke Mayor Joshua Garcia, Aaron Vega, and Holyoke's Economic Development Team, an accomplished local businessman Cesar Ruiz, and the USA International Sport Complex Group, which has already been announced. Now, the announcement took place at the current International Volleyball Hall of Fame on Dwight Street in Holyoke, near Holyoke City Hall. This effort to enhance Holyoke's status as the birthplace of volleyball will positively impact and transform the sports and tourism landscape of the city of Holyoke. Participants will share details of the plans for a new volleyball shrine and an actual stadium for tournaments and games, making Holyoke an attraction and site for fans and players. The current Volleyball Hall of Fame has been located at Dwight since its opening on June 6, 1987. What is significant about this announcement is that it marks a stride toward elevating Holyoke's profile as a hub for sports excellence and innovation. Mayor Garcia, Aaron Vega, and Mr. Ruiz invite the community, stakeholders, and the media to join them in an historic moment as Holyoke takes a bold leap into the future of sports and recreation. And with regard to the continuance of receivership for Holyoke Public Schools, a disappointed mayor offered the following: the decision to continue to maintain receivership status for Holyoke's public schools is confusing to the public and deeply disappointing. I have no other thought but to think that at this time, the Board of Education and the Commissioner of Education representing the Commonwealth has no idea what it's doing or what it wants to do with the receivership situation. He goes on to say, I want to thank Superintendent Soto for urging a return to local control. Superintendent Soto cited the school district's work to boost academic achievement, attendance, and graduation rates. Now, those initiatives were complemented and enhanced by central office support for school leaders and teachers and the implementation of strong instructional practices so that students could meet grade-level expectations. And they did so collaboratively and as a gateway city helping the state for decades with its humanitarian crisis. I'm proud of the work our school committee and superintendent have done on behalf of Holyoke students and families. That work will continue, and the day will come when we regain total control. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, a California woman who is the oldest living person in the United States and the second oldest living person in the world celebrated another birthday on February 5. If you can fathom this, Edith Edie Recagno Keenan Seccarelli turned 116 on Monday last, according to the Gerontology Research Group. Despite rainy and windy conditions throughout Northern California, Seccarelli's birthday celebration continued in Willits, the town where Seccarelli was born and currently lives. Born February 5, 1908, with Recagno as her maiden name, Seccarelli is the second oldest person in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. The oldest person in the world is 116-year-old Maria Braña of Spain, who was born in San Francisco, and Braña's is several months older than Seccarelli when she was born in 1908. Theodore Roosevelt, when she was born in 1908, was president, and Babe Ruth didn't play baseball in the majors yet, as his rookie year was in 1914. Seccarelli was a child when World War I began, and sliced bread wasn't even sold until she was 20. Well-known Holyoke businessman Rafael Fernandez has passed away, I'm sorry to report, at the age of 71 following a battle with esophageal cancer. Fernandez was most known for running the iconic Fernandez Family Restaurant on High Street for some 34 years. The restaurant became a popular spot in the greater Holyoke area before closing in July 2022. Holyoke honored Fernandez after the restaurant closed by renaming the intersection of High and Hamden to Fernandez Way. A wake will be held this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Barry J. Farrell Funeral Home at 2049 Northampton Street. A funeral mass will follow on Friday at 10 a.m. at St. Jerome's Parish, 169 Hamden. Fernandez will be buried at St. Jerome Cemetery. Six Flags New England is looking to fill over 2,000 jobs ahead of their upcoming season. And these positions include rides and lifeguards and food and beverage and admissions, entertainment, retail, loss prevention, park service, and cleanliness team, EMT, paramedics, and security, among others. The jobs start at $15 per hour, some starting at $15.75 per hour, and applicants must be at least 16 years old. Park officials said that they're going to be hosting two on-site in-person hiring events Saturday, the 18th of February, and Sunday, February 19, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., both days at their Human Resources Building and that 1756 Main Street, Agawam. Are you interested in applying for a position? Well, including those who may attend the in-person events, you are encouraged to visit sixflagsjobs.com as part of the park's rapid hiring program. There you go. You got some summer employment waiting for you. A Wilbraham native went for Grammy Gold on Sunday evening for her latest album. Composer and Wilbraham native Carla Petullo nabbed a New Age Ambient or Chant album nomination for her latest album, So She Howls. Petullo's been around for some time now, sharing the stage with acts like Sandra Bernhard and Liza, and we're talking about Minnelli, of course. Petullo has also put her musical pen to paper for Disney and HBO films. All of those achievements grew from a strong foundation right here in our area. Congratulations. Holyoke Mayor Joshua Garcia once again pops up in our report. The mayor announces that a shuttle bus service will be available this year during St. Patrick's weekend from MGM Springfield. The shuttle bus will run hourly on Saturday, March 16, and Sunday, March 17, from MGM Springfield to Holyoke City Hall. MGM Springfield provides free parking, and the shuttle will allow for an easy way to get to the busy streets of downtown Holyoke during the road race and the parade. The shuttle bus was funded through the Mass Gaming Mitigation Grant, the Holyoke Office of Planning and Economic Development Team, and the Tourism Advisory Committee. The Harlem Globetrotters will hit the court at the MassMutual Center this Friday. The Globetrotters are going to face off against the Washington Generals, so the fans can expect a high-energy head-to-head match filled with amazing basketball skills, incredible athleticism, and laugh-out-loud good times. The doors will open for regular guests 2 p.m., but Magic Pass tickets are still on sale. Thank you very much for being with us. I also want to give a shout-out to Mark Auerbach, who is, my understanding, recovering nicely and convalescing well from his surgery. He will be back with us sooner than later. And I'm going to be out crooning a little bit for you, singing up a storm at the Via Appia in Wilbraham on Saturday night, the 10th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Hopefully you'll come out and hang out, have some good food and drink, and listen to some good tunes. Until then, in our next program, thank you very much for being with us here on the Original Voice of Western Massachusetts, our podcast on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.